From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Tropical Storm Bonnie turned out to be little more than a disruption to the effort to permanently plug BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf. NPR's Carrie Conn reports ships are already headed back to the well site.
Evacuating the ships from the work at the site set back efforts to permanently cap the oil well by at least a week. But retired Admiral Thad Allen says the good news is that the temporary cap placed on top of the blown-out well held. He said, unfortunately, the ships will have to be moved if the weather turns bad again.
So we're going to be playing a cat-and-mouse game for the remainder of the hurricane season. We'll have to react to the best forecast.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration spokeswoman Jane Lubchenco says the weak storm may even have helped speed up oil recovery.
We expect that Bonnie should help dissipate and weather the oil. It will spread the surface slick out and thereby lower oil concentrations.
It could be 5 to 7 days before workers can restart the first phase of permanently stopping the leaking oil well. Carrie Conn, NPR News, New Orleans.
More American lives are claimed by roadside bombs in Afghanistan, and 2 U.S. troops are feared in the hands of the Taliban. NPR's Quill Lawrence says NATO is searching for them.
The 2 soldiers left their base in Kabul on Friday afternoon and did not return. An Afghan government official in Logar province, southeast of the capital, said that 2 U.S. soldiers had been seen behaving erratically and entering a Taliban-controlled area. The official said one of the soldiers had been killed and the other captured by the Taliban, but NATO currently considers both men to be missing. The news comes on the heels of a bloody day in southern Afghanistan, where 5 American soldiers died in 2 separate roadside bomb attacks. U.S.-led operations in the south have killed or captured hundreds of Taliban fighters in recent weeks, but have also driven up the death toll for international and Afghan troops to its highest level since the 2001 invasion. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
At least 17 were killed at the techno music festival in Germany known as the Love Parade. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports they were killed in an unexplained stampede.
Many of the more than 1 million Love Parade revelers, apparently oblivious to the fact that 15 people had been crushed to death and some 100 others injured, kept on dancing and partying the night away. Police then tried to block thousands more from entering the already overpacked parade and party grounds. Emergency workers had trouble reaching the injured. At an emergency meeting, city officials decided to let the techno and house music festival continue, arguing that stopping the already underway event could prompt more chaos and panic. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Warning sirens are going off in the small eastern Iowa town of Hopkinton, alerting residents to the threat of flooding from a breached dam on Lake Delhi. Heavy rain caused the lake to rise and waters punched a 30-foot hole in the earthen dam. From Washington, this is NPR. Grammy Award-winning singer Al Jarreau is in stable condition at a hospital in Marseille, France. He was transferred there from the Alps, where he had trouble adjusting to the altitude and suffered breathing problems. The jazz vocalist is undergoing tests. In France, they call it simply Le Tour. The prestigious bike race wraps up in Paris tomorrow. Eleanor Beardsley reports Alberto Contador is poised to win his 3rd Tour de France title in 4 years.
After donning the yellow jersey, Spanish rider Alberto Contador wiped back tears and with a trembling hand made his trademark gesture of pretending to shoot the crowd with his forefinger. Contador then said, "I think this is the first tour that has given me so much emotion. You can't imagine." Second place rider Luxembourger Andy Schleck has been trying to gain time on Contador in the last few stages but fell short. But he said he had no regrets. "Beating Contador is not easy," said Schleck. "I tried everything, but I'm happy and I'll come back next year to win." After 3 weeks and nearly 2,300 miles, the race winds into Paris Sunday for a mostly show stage with an 8-lap finish around the Champs-Élysées. Lance Armstrong is in 23rd place and seems to be enjoying the support of fans on his farewell Tour de France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A Georgia man found a hidden treasure in a painting he bought at auction, but it's not the kind of treasure you'd see on Antiques Roadshow. 80-year-old Gordon Clement found 4 pounds of marijuana stashed inside the painting when he tried to sell it at another auction. He'd planned to ask $25 for the painting. The pot was worth almost $5,000. Alarmed, Clement called his lawyer and turned the painting over to authorities. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.